Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow. Myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fancy Brian, this hour dedicated to the victimhood of the right. The snowflakes are melting. They're melting. Maybe it was yesterday's warm weather. I gotta be a little depressed. The weather not nearly as nice, like 30 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. But of course, the biggest snowflake of all, the former president, Donald Trump, the ultimate victim. Everything is, oh, poor Trump, they treat me so poorly. And if you think he's done with the wine fest, I just got this survey from the former president minutes ago. I'd like to share a little bit of it with you. I call it the victim survey. Official corrupt media survey. That's what he calls it. The official corrupt media survey. And then the very first question. Do you agree the media hates President Trump? Yes. Doesn't everybody?
You call them the enemy of the people. What would you expect?
So am I the victim of the media is the very first question. Another one. Do you agree the media lies about President Trump and all conservatives? No, not really. Do you agree the media has an anti-Republican agenda? Well, maybe on MSNBC, but not, you know, broadly.
Just facts, dude.
Do you agree the media will do whatever it takes to help the Democrats keep their majority for another 2 years? I'm doing my best. I'll be honest with you, Trump. I'm doing my best.
This one media outlet, yes.
The Dems need to do their part, but I am, me and Fancy and even Evan, and perhaps you on the phones at 844-967-2789. We're all doing our best, you know, to keep the Democrats in power. Here's another one. Do you agree the media is corrupt? It's corrupt.
Okay.
So I'm gonna run through because we're down to the basic questions. Here's another one. Do you agree we must hold the media accountable? You know, because he is such a victim of the media.
How and what for?
Now, here's the question. Where do you primarily get your news? And I'm a little butthurt because the Devil's Advocates is not top on this list. And yeah. I know that's where everyone gets their news.
I know.
But here are the choices. Fox News, Fox Business, well, then CNN, and then OAN, and then in parentheses it says, before it was terminated.
But then you don't get your news from there. If it's terminated, you can't do it anymore. But
MSNBC, a choice here. NBC, ABC, Cheddar. Local TV news, local newspapers, national newspaper, magazine, social media, other. You know what's conspicuously absent on this list? Truth Social.
Well,
the president's own social media outlet is not a listed choice on where do you get your news. On the corrupt media poll, the former president's putting out, you know, the question, do you feel like I'm a victim or is it just me?
To be honest, he's probably just, you know, pulling out support for it before it fails already again.
There's one more. Do you trust the media? Depends on who we're talking about. Are we talking Tucker, Dan O'Donnell, or yours truly?
Well, when you have an undefined concept like the media, It's easy to answer all sorts of things, but all you really just need to say is, are you aggrieved? Do you think that paying me money will help you be less aggrieved? You should give me money.
Well, that's the interesting part about this survey, because there's a little text box you can fill in. Is there anything else you'd like to share with President Trump? Oh, yeah, a few things, but I don't think he's actually going to read them. And then it's, can we count on you to rush in a donation of $5 or more to publicly stand with President Trump against the corrupt media? And then your choices here are, yes, I will hold the media accountable, or no, but I'd still like President Trump to review my response. I don't think he's going to review the response. You know, I feel pretty confident.
Honestly, that would make him have to actually do anything. Just do something.
He's not reading the responses on the
He's not doing anything.
Corrupt media quiz. So anyways, I want to jump in this hour about the victimhood of the right. Paul Waldman writes over at the Washington Post, Republicans make Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearing all about their own victimhood. You know, they're just following Trump's shining example. Now I'm jumping way down in the body of this piece. It all culminates with Brett Kavanaugh, the victim to beat all victims, his name invoked again and again. How can the poor Supreme Court justice even bear to get out of bed in the morning, knowing only that he's a hero to his party and will be making the country's laws for the next 30 years or so? What a nightmare it must be for him. So GOP senators repeated again and again that they would never abuse Jackson the way Kavanaugh was treated. You're the beneficiary of Republican nominees having their lives turned upside down, says Senator Lindsey L. Graham, adding that most of us couldn't go back to our offices during Kavanaugh without getting spit on. I heard you like that, though, Lindsey.
The ladybugs.
Senator Ted Cruz agreed, telling Jackson, no one's going to inquire into your teenage dating habits. Though dating habits is an interesting way to refer to what Kavanaugh was accused of.
We won't
get down in the gutter like Democrats did during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, said Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa.
Yeah.
To all this umbrage, one might respond, let us know when Jackson is credibly accused of sexual assault. But this has nothing to do with her. The point is that Republicans know the sense of victimhood ties their entire movement together. And it's more, and the more it's nurtured, the greater their chances of keeping their movement mobilized in November's midterm elections, the 2024 presidential campaign, and everything that happens between and beyond. So, of course, they've become yet another forum for Republicans to claim victim status, given the absolutely central place this occupies in their political project. And as conservatives have learned well in recent years, in the right circumstances, adopting the stance of victimhood, well, it can be thrilling, particularly if you don't have to suffer any actual victimization along the way. You can take the normal unpleasantness that comes with politics, having people disagree with you, or watching as a figure you admire gets criticized in ways you consider unfair, and turn it into something noble, profound, even epic. Are people calling me a jerk for something repugnant I said? I'm not a jerk. I'm a victim of cancel culture, persecuted for my devotion to free expression. Are people opposing my legislation to ban books and target the families of transgender kids? I'm a victim of the woke mob. Proclaim yourself a victim, and not only do you become the hero of the story, you can claim moral absolution for your own grimy choices. And of course, no one claims to be a victim more than the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, who seems to whine endlessly about everyone who's done him wrong, whether it's the media that doesn't give him sufficient adulation, the dozens of women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, the prosecutors who investigate him for possible crimes, or the electorate that denied him a second term. In his 16 campaign, Trump taught all Republicans the power of the victimization narrative. He told voters they were the victims of a rigged system, of immigrants, of outsiders, of racial minorities, of elites. Your hate and resentment is not ugly and shameful, he said. You've earned it by the injustices visited upon you. Be proud of it. Wield it like a weapon and know that you are in the right. So Jackson will have to suffer through a few more sessions of Republicans beating their breast about the terrible trials they've endured and the griping tale of Kavanaugh, the modern-day Job, told again and again. And throughout, Republicans will congratulate themselves for how graciously they've been conducting themselves, even though the most gracious person in the room is the nominee sitting in front of them, patiently listening to all their, and Waldman calls it, nonsense. I bet Joe Biden might call it malarkey. I'd call it something worse, but the FCC won't let me. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post, much of his work. Yeah, you're victims. You cry like, yes, Fancy Brian.
It's really fun to see a bunch of white men aggrieved and crying about things in front of a black female nominee. It's really, really interesting to see, and I just to see it is just breathtakingly stupid and amazing.
Well, do we have time to play any of this sound? I know we're running short. Let's maybe play one. Let's start from the Lindsey Graham collection. We're going to jump down to cut 45. And he asked her about her religion, Play It for the People.
Do you attend church regularly?
Well, Senator, I am reluctant to talk about my faith in this way just because I want to be mindful of the need for the public to have confidence in my ability to separate out my personal views.
Yeah, but really what he was setting her up for was the whole Amy Coney Barrett. You know, they questioned her Catholicism.
Oh.
You know, just because it was sort of a Frencher Catholicism, and she espoused the fact, you know, her judicial philosophy is what? To serve God. I think it was something of that sort. You know, of course, she didn't call it her judicial philosophy, because as we talked about yesterday, that's always originalism. The original text. You know, she's sort of a Old Testament originalist, if you know what I'm saying, Fancy Brian. Come back with us. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Sneaking off to the 420 break, coming back perhaps with your phone calls and more tales of those poor little snowflake bitches on the right. Oh, woe is them. You know, I've been trying really hard not to say worse. Really, really hard. God knows, although it seems like I'm being bad, I'm really trying really hard not to be worse. Come back. Don't be worse than Crudy. 844-967-2789. If you don't come back, it's a rigged media.
And we can all look in a mirror and find some blame somewhere.
I drank beer with my friends.
The ladybugs.
I would really question somebody's judgment if they couldn't figure this out.